Okay, this talk is going to be a bit more involved. What we're going to show is how a constant cost industry generates a flat supply curve. Let's begin. A constant cost industry is one where it's very easy to expand output without pushing up costs. So for example, pencils, rutabagas, domain name registration, these are all constant cost industries. Think about pencils. We could easily increase the supply of pencils by quite a bit without pushing up the cost of producing pencils. Why not? Well, what do we need to produce more pencils? We need more wood, we need more graphite, we need more rubber. However, we'd need just a little bit more wood relative to the total world supply of wood, just a little bit more graphite relative to the world supply of graphite, and just a little bit more rubber relative to the world supply of rubber. In other words, we can increase the number of pencils produced, but only increase the demand for the inputs by a small and non-appreciable amount. We're not going to be pushing up the price of wood, for example, when we produce more pencils. The story would be different if it was housing. If we want to produce more housing, that's a big demander of wood. That would require a lot more wood and could potentially push the price of wood up. As we'll see, that would correspond to an increasing cost industry. What about rutabagas? Again, the idea is the same. We can easily increase the supply of rutabagas by a lot without increasing the price of the inputs, such as land or fertilizer. Rutabagas are simply too small a portion of the market for land or the market for fertilizer to have an appreciable effect on the price of these inputs, even if we were to increase the supply of rutabagas by a lot. Same thing with domain name registration. As the internet has expanded tremendously, it still costs about $6 or $7 to register a domain name, since it's very cheap to do that with just an additional few additional computers, a little bit more computer resources, very small portion of the total number of computers, and we can increase the supply of domain name registrars very, very easily. The implication of all this is that long-run supply curves for these goods, for goods like pencils, rutabagas, and domain name registration, the long-run supply curve is going to be flat. Let's take a closer look with a diagram. So in this diagram, we're going to show how a constant cost industry adjusts to a shift, an increase in demand. And in so doing, we'll in fact show why it's a constant cost industry. We're going to do so by looking at two things simultaneously, the market and the representative firm. So there are lots of firms in this industry, and we're going to pick just one of them to represent them all. Now we're going to begin with the market side, with which we're very familiar. Here is our demand curve, and here is our short-run supply curve. The quantity demanded is equal to the quantity supplied. That determines our initial or short-run equilibrium. In fact, this is also going to be the long-run equilibrium for reasons which will become clear. Now we also want the representative firm to be in equilibrium. So the firm is profit maximizing, so that means that price is going to be equal to marginal cost. And in addition, price will be equal to average cost because the firm is going to be earning normal or zero economic profits, normal profits. So this is our initial equilibrium for the market side. Quantity demanded is equal to the quantity supplied. And on the firm side, price is equal to marginal cost, so firms are profit maximizing, and price is equal to average cost, so profits are normal or zero. Okay, now let's look at what happens when we increase demand. Two things are going to happen. On the market side, of course, the demand curve will shift out, pushing up the price to a new equilibrium. On the firm side, as the price goes up, the firm will be expanding along its marginal cost curve. Let's look at the market. Both of these things are going to happen simultaneously. Let's look at what happens in the market, and then we'll do it again to focus on the representative firm. So here we go, an increase in demand.